is the leadership that's necessary for the times that we find ourselves in? Dr. Carson.
Well, first of all, it's important to have somebody who understands the history of the country and who loves the country, who loves the values and principles that are set forth in the country. You also need someone with courage, someone who is willing to march forward without putting their finger in the air and seeing which way the wind is blowing. Those are things that we don't see currently.
So, Dr. Carson, how important is a president who embraces morality and character? How important is that for today's in our country today?
Well, when you see morality neglected, you begin to see things like cities that are infested by violent criminals who know that they can get away with anything and keep coming back. And you'll see places where people can go into store and take everything they want up to $900 with no consequences. You see violence, random violence to people. And just a lack of respect for one's fellow human beings. We need leadership that helps us to understand that we, the American people, are not each other's enemies, and that everybody has value, and that we need to respect each other. That's what community is all about. And that was something that characterized the early ascent of our country from nowhere to the pinnacle, the sense of community that existed amongst Americans. In many cases, they didn't even speak the same language, but they understood the concept of the common good, and they worked with each other. And if somebody was in need, they didn't ask whether they were a Democrat or a Republican or a Catholic or a Jew. All they knew is that that was their neighbor and they were in need and they helped them.
Are you concerned in this year's election that a third party candidate could rise and sway the outcome of this election?
Well, there's nothing in our Constitution that says there can only be two parties. So if a third party candidate can get traction, they have every right to enter the fray.
So Dr. Carson, you know, one of the things that you talked about in a piece published in the Baltimore Sun recently was the breakdown of the family. How important is it that we focus on improving and rebuilding the family unit in all communities across this country?
Well, when you look at a nation is composed of states and communities, and those are composed of families. So family is the basic building block. If you have strong families, you have strong communities, strong states, and a strong nation. And if you have weak families or non-existent families, you won't have that. Because families are where values are passed on. You know, a child in a traditional nuclear family, all the statistics show this, the leftists and those on the right will both agree, demonstrate that those kids have much better outcomes in terms of financial success, in terms of establishing families, in terms of being contributors, and not having a lot of mental issues as well. So we should take a look at the data, and we should try to conform our policies in such a way that we enhance those things that enhance our families and thus our communities and thus our country.
You know, Dr. Carson, everyone knows that you were a world-renowned pediatric neurosurgeon. You know, the first human case of bird flu was recently detected in Texas. Explain the significance of that.
Well, what we've seen, I think everybody knows, with the COVID outbreak, that it always starts small and it has to be paid careful attention to and has to be contained. And it doesn't matter what kind it is. if we don't have a good immune response to it, it can become very deadly very quickly for a lot of people. I'm hopeful that we have learned some things from the COVID situation that will help us in the case that we have another viral outbreak.
What lessons do you think are critical that we should have learned from COVID?
Well, for one thing, we should have learned how it has spread. It's hard to understand why it took us so long to figure that out. And we also need to understand that truth goes a lot further than fear and control. And a lot of control issues were put out there, which made absolutely no sense. And I think a lot of people felt uncomfortable with them, but because our government was saying, this is what you must do, people accepted it. You probably noticed that about 3 or 4 months ago, they were saying that COVID may be coming back and we may have to mask up again and do some other things. And the reception to that news was so cold, they just dropped it, forgot about it.
You know, Dr. Carson, do you think the government pushed this narrative because they wanted to seize control and limit our freedoms, as some people would say? Or is it that they just did not know? And a lot of it was, they had the best of intentions, but they just did not listen.
It might be a combination of both. They certainly didn't know. That's quite evident. And there was a certain amount of hubris. And, you know, we are the government and we know what's best for you. A little humility would have gone a very long way. There were also policies that made absolutely no sense. For instance, at the FDA, in order to issue an emergency use authorization, EUA, there had to be no other viable treatment. And therefore, with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and things like that came out, they were soundly put down. And they probably could have saved a lot of lives.
You know, Dr. Carson, you're really involved with restoring the Boy Scouts. You call it the little patriots in this country. Talk about why we need to early on instill civics and values and virtues and ethics and sacrifice in these young kids, which it seems seemingly is so lacking in America today.
Well, you know, children develop very rapidly, and they're like little sponges, particularly early on. That's why the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. It's also the reason that Vladimir Lenin said, give me your children to teach for 4 years, and the seed that I sow will never be uprooted. We have the responsibility to give the children the right information, not information that confuses them and that leads to all kinds of mental problems, such as telling them they're not a boy or a girl. But instead, we need to be giving them the facts of the principles that founded this country. And we need to talk about our history, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the fact of the matter is, there's a lot more good than there is bad and ugly, but people take the bad and ugly and try to magnify it and manipulate it into getting young people to believe that they live in an evil country that is the source of problems for everybody else. It's completely the opposite, it's true. But we have to be much more aggressive in terms of teaching, and that's why at the American Cornerstone we developed the Little Patriots program to give an interactive, internet-based learning program that's free of charge, by the way, because it's underwritten by very patriotic Americans, and it's fun. And we call it the inoculation to indoctrination. And people should try it out. It also is associated with a cartoon program called Star Spangled Adventures. Comes out with a new one each month, covers a specific topic. And most of the times, the reaction I've seen when the children see these is, can I see another one? They're very excited about them. And we got some top Hollywood talent to produce these, people who were non-woke. And it's been very successful, spreading very rapidly.
You know, I received one in the mail just this week with you and former President Donald Trump as the poster. Dr. Carson, we're seeing a rise in young people dying from cancer, strokes, and heart attacks. What are we missing here?
Well, there are a lot of drug issues involved in these sudden deaths that we see. And we don't know fully what the cause. People say it's mysterious. Why are so many young people having cardiac issues, for example? There has been some speculation that it may be associated with COVID virus or COVID vaccine. I think time will reveal whether there's any capacity in the brain. But obviously, that's the reason that we engage in a lot of research and analysis of data to try to give us better chance of overcoming these diseases. And tremendous progress has been made over the last few decades. There's no question about that, at least in terms of the physical types of diseases. In terms of the mental diseases, not so much.
You know, we're also seeing young people struggling with reproductive issues, Dr. Carson. Why all of a sudden so many young married couples struggle with starting a family?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. You know, the role of the male has been under attack for some time. You know this from your history of working with series on television, making the man look like a doofus and the wife sort of like a superhero. Those are not good images. And it's not true either. But people get those impressions that maybe I'm not needed so much. Maybe I can provide the seed to fertilize the egg, but maybe I'm not really required to stick around. And on the other hand, a lot of our young ladies are given the information that having a baby provides somebody that will love them unconditionally. And they're more concerned about having the baby than establishing the kind of family that will provide the support for that baby. Those are problems. And then some of our federal policies are not necessarily conducive to the development of family structures. So we need to look at all of those things very carefully, because when we look at the data and we see how important the family structure traditionally is, we can't continue to neglect that.
You know, Dr. Carson, let me turn to a little politics here. You know, former Vice President Mike Pence is a dear friend, someone you have tremendous respect. He made it clear that under no conditions he will not endorse Donald Trump and his candidacy to seek a second term. You have a very warm relationship with the former president, and you speak with him with such esteem. What is it that you know that former Vice President Mike Pence does not know in your continued embrace of former President Trump as to what this country needs today?
Well, I'll tell you why I support former President Trump. Because life was better for people under Trump. We've had the advantage of being able to juxtapose two different political philosophies side by side. Trump administration and Biden administration. I think most people will readily recognize that they had more food on their table, gas in their tank, opportunities, job opportunities, housing opportunities. There wasn't crime throughout their neighborhoods with criminals returning immediately after committing a crime with no punishment. Illegal people weren't being put on the front burners while they were being put on the back burners. Things like that. And then you also have to consider that if we allow the Department of Justice to be used as a weapon against a political opponent successfully, this country will never be the same again.
Some would say, though, that Joe Biden, no matter what his flaws are, he's decent, he's God-fearing, he's moral. I know morality and character is very important to you. Does not the morality and the character of the former president concern you as a man of God?
The morality of everybody concerns me, but I'm not the judge. But we do have a responsibility to the people of our nation to make sure that they are safe and that the things that increase the quality of their life are the things that we pay attention to.
Dr. Carson, you believe that in times like this, you know, the president mentioned something about a bloodbath. I mean, we understand that the context he said that in, but he says it often. Are we to believe that if he doesn't win or whatever, do you think that he's going to go on this revengeful track, the exact revenge on what people consider to be his enemies? Do you think the president has learned, and he, former president, and he can arise to the occasion? Because Americans need leadership, not divisiveness, not people who are revengeful, and not people who are petty and maligning others. Can this president rise to be better than what we saw the last 4 years and what we're seeing sometimes now when he speaks candidly at his different rallies?
Well, he's already said for him, success will be his revenge. He doesn't have time to go after people. There will be time to try to make sure that our agencies do things that they're supposed to do, and that we have a just system that treats everybody fairly. That is essential if we are to be successful in the future, and I believe he understands that. I do have to question a little bit the question you asked before about the current president being a highly moral person. There's been a lot of evidence to the contrary. And the media has decided that he's a moral character, but the things that he's done don't bear that out.
Do you think Trump is a God-fearing man?
I think he is moving in that direction very rapidly, and that's a good thing. But I don't think it's our job to make judgments about who is good and who is bad.
I get that, Dr. Carson. Tell us, because it's important, because you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know him best. When you say he's moving in that direction, give us examples of the president, because he's moving in that direction. That means he's becoming a better human being. Give us some examples of what gives you encouragement that he's moving in that direction.
Well, you hear him talking frequently now about God and the role of God in our lives. We never used to hear that 8 years ago. So I think that's evidence. And you also see that some of his language isn't nearly as inflammatory as it used to be. I think it takes time for people to change. But, you know, he will not have to respond to everything in a second term. because he'll not be able to run again. And I think people will see a pretty significant difference, particularly if he surrounds himself with the right people.
In the less than 45 seconds, what do you think the former president should look for in a vice presidential candidate?
Well, I think it's important to have somebody who wants to heal the country, who recognizes the severe danger that we're in. Benjamin Franklin said, when he was asked, what do we have here, a monarchy or a republic? He said, a republic if you can keep it. The only way we can keep it is to have the kind of people who understand our history, understand our values and principles, and is willing to work very hard for it.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode.